You're listening to SBS News.
US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner have been meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow, taking a draft peace plan that the US hopes can bring about an end to the nearly four-year war in Ukraine. That meeting ended this morning, Australian time, and lasted almost 5 hours. President Putin, however, ahead of the talks, accused Ukraine's European allies of sabotaging US-led efforts to end the war.
They are on the side of the war. Even when they try to supposedly introduce some changes to Trump's proposal, we see clearly what they are doing. All these changes are aimed at only one thing, to completely block the entire peace process, by putting forward demands that are absolutely unacceptable for Russia. They understand this. By doing so, they then intend to blame Russia for the collapse of this peace process. That is their goal. We see this clearly.
His remarks were in line with the narrative that Russia pushed forward after President Trump returned to the White House this year and initiated talks with Moscow, painting Europe's staunch support of Ukraine as one of the main hurdles on the path to peace. He says if Europe wants a war, then Russia is more than ready.
We're not going to have a war with Europe, I've already said. But if Europe suddenly wants to wage a war with us and starts it, we are ready right away. There can be no doubt about that.
Speaking in Washington, President Trump insisted global respect for the United States has gone up since he's taken office, claiming other world leaders were calling him the President of Europe when he travelled to the NATO summit in June. He noted the ongoing diplomatic efforts undertaken by US officials who've been speaking with both Ukrainian and Russian counterparts in recent days in efforts to end the war.
But we're trying to get that settled. I've settled 8 wars. This would be the 9th. And our people are over in Russia right now to see if we can get it settled. Not an easy situation. Let me tell you, what a mess. It's a war that never would have happened if I were president. Not even a chance.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Ireland, continuing his European tour to sustain support against Russia's invasion. A leaked set of 28 US draft peace proposals emerged last week, alarming Ukrainian and European officials who said it bowed to Russia's main demands on NATO, including Russian control of a fifth of Ukraine and restrictions on Ukraine's army. European powers then came up with a counter-proposal, and the US and Ukraine said they'd created an updated and refined peace framework to end the war. President Zelensky says that progress in these latest peace negotiations with Russia will largely depend on what he hears back from the meeting between Vladimir Putin and Steve Witkoff.
We will receive certain signals. If the signals show fair play with our partners, we then might meet very soon. We'll meet with the American delegation. On what level? We will see, again, depending on the signals. If these signals will allow taking global but quick decisions, then the level of the meeting will be higher.
Details of possible proposals remain scarce, and bridging gaps between the sides is challenging. President Zelensky says it's time for less talk and more action, and says Russia should not be rewarded for a war that it started.
There is a lot of dialogue, but we need results. Our people die every day. With all due respect to all nations of the world, those that help us and those that, sadly, don't, it is Ukrainians who keep dying. The dialogues can go on, but we need results. We can either chit-chat or achieve the maximum to bring the end of the war closer. I am ready to receive all signals, ready to meet with President Trump. It all depends on today's talks. Thank you.
Russian forces control more than 19% of Ukraine's territory. That's just one percentage point more than 2 years ago. But nearly 4 years into the Ukraine war, Russia has failed to conquer Ukraine, a much smaller neighbour that's been supported by European powers and the US. Ukraine and European powers view the war as an imperial-style land grab by Moscow and have warned that if Russia wins, then it will one day attack NATO members. Alan Lee, SBS News.